time now. It's also, you know, we leave the door open, the front door open. He tries to leave, like, you know, through the...
He tries to leave through the door?
Yeah, the
storm screen.
Yeah.
Storm screen,
exactly.
Yeah.
So if you have the side lights open, you can get the air that you need and not, you know, wonder where your toddler's going.
Well,
you know, our friend, is it the Flemings, that one of their sons just would just leave? Just leave.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jack.
Yeah.
He's the same guy.
Jack!
Yeah, he's always trying to find a way of, like, he's in a little explorer, as a lot of two-year-old boys, I bet, are.
I've got a door-related, and it's not like
it's thermatrue.com, by the way.
Thermatrue.com.
To check that out.
It's not like we planned this, but I have a door-related
Well, because we are,
because
we're connected through the heart and the soul and the mind, and we're married.
I'm going to pass out.
Go ahead.
God almighty. This one is called, seriously, we sort of do these separately.
We do these separately
every
week. So
when we show up, if they're related, then they just are.
Yeah. We do hold hands while we do them, but we don't show up.
Yeah, everybody, that's what we do. We hold hands all day long.
Totally.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
This one is called Simplicity, and it's simplicity.com. And what it is sort of the next generation of the key, the digital keypad deadbolt that exists now.
Yes.
And oversimplifying it a little bit, what they've done is you have the digital keypad,
mm-hmm.
so you have a numeric combination for your house, and, you know, you go up to the door and you can punch it in, 1, 2, 3, or whatever it is. But they have a key fob, like, on your car. So if you've got a pile of groceries in your hand, and you can put your thumb on the button, whoop, 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 your house
does it really
up.
Make that noise?
Probably not.
No?
No.
Okay.
I do.
Because I don't like that noise.
Yeah.
I would want it to be a little bit more...
And then when you close your house, your car horn goes off.
Does it have, like, an alarm? It goes...
I don't think it has a panic button.
No?
No, but that's key.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Because I can see it now. I'm walking in with our reusable, no less, when I remember to bring them, bags of groceries, and I try to get them all.
Yes,
when
he
I'm
does.
Coming in. And the fact that I have to put them down at the door slightly infuriates me.
So you can go from the car before you start walking up to the house. We actually don't have a garage.
Yeah.
So before you walk up the house, you can hit the button and it opens up.
Yeah.
Can we have one of those?
I don't know. It's not my company.
Okay. Well,
it
we have to...
called simplicity.com.
Okay. I'm going to check that out because if they look hot, I want one.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. Well, one of the other features is they have the body of the deadbolt slides up to expose the keypad and then slides back down to cover it so it looks like a regular deadbolt. You're not looking at a lighted keypad.
Really?
No, I just made that up. Yes.
I'm like, I have to check that out.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's why it's a fix-it-up bind.
You're good.
Yeah, that, it's almost
How
like...
How did you find that?
Ladies and gentlemen, those married men in the audience, it's almost like you still know what you're doing.
It is like you know what you're doing. That's a very cool product. I'm impressed. And now we have just like a couple, maybe a minute, if you have another find you want to share.
Yeah, I'll go quickly on this one, and it's one that I like too. It is, if you have a rain barrel or you're thinking about getting a rain barrel,
yeah.
Key for saving water because people's water bills in the summer typically go up about 30%.
Watering the grass.
Washing your car. Whatever, all those different things. If you want to
Running through the hose like Mark does at
you
night.
You want to save that water, you get a rain barrel. You capture rainwater and then you pump it out.
Yes.
But in order to get a pump to work, you either need to run a cord to it or you need to hardwire it at the rain barrel site so you can plug it in. Well, Rain Perfect Pumps is a solar-powered pump. No extension cord, no plug. It can give you about 100 gallons of water, so it's enough to wash your car. It's also enough for us to take a break, which we're going to do
and
next.
And where do you find the product, though? Is there a website that we can check it out?
You know, I don't have it written down. I think
it's
rainperfectpumps.com.
Okay. And
Google it.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Conversation piece. It might be everything that I can't be without.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info at myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info at myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Yeah.
And the thing about my Fix It Up Life is, yes, we're home improvement. At our core is our house.
Yes.
But it's, I think even below that, the foundation for that is, you know, the rocks under the water and the river runs through it metaphor is the lives that happen there.
Well, improving your home is the same, you know, your home is where your family is, and your family, everything touches your home.
Yeah,
so.
which makes for us, I guess I'm doing an editorial caveat here.
Yeah.
Because everything sort of falls under that umbrella, like being healthy, eating healthy, exercising, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And Lexi put together a little...
Our 10-year-old.
Our 10-year-old.
Yeah. She writes a blog for our website, myfixituplife.com. You have to check it out. It's totally cute.
Yes. Uber cute from mm-hmm. Proud Dad. And I'm just going to read this. I'm not going to try to paraphrase it.
Okay. This is a recent blog that she did.
Yes. This is Sweet Tickets, and it's all about her trying to... We talk about eating right a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of a... I would venture to say alien concept out in the rest of her world where there's just a lot of bad food going on.
Yeah, the accessibility to junk food and sweets is just more than what we had when we were growing up. And I always tell Lexi, my rule of thumb is at every meal, every time you sit down to eat, make sure there's something that you can point to that's found in nature.
Yes.
So there's
yes.
no pretzel tree,
yeah.
you know, there's no goldfish tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to make anybody feel bad, but
no,
childhood obesity
sure.
is on the news every day.
One thing is you can find from nature.
Yeah.
So there
so,
you go.
So here it is. Hi, it's Lexi. I love how she does that every time. Her picture is on the thing.
Yeah.
Today, while we were eating dinner, we were talking about eating healthy. While we were talking about it, I had the idea for Sweet Tickets. I said, when Jack's older and first
our
learning...
Our two-year-old.
Yeah, Jack, our two-year-old. And first learning how to eat healthy, we could have something like Sweet Tickets. They would work like this. If Jack went to his friend Chase's for his birthday...
Where he is right now.
Where he is right now.
How funny. Happy birthday, Chase, by the way.
We would say, okay, here's your sweet ticket. You can use it on one sweet thing at the party. Jack eating his foot, not sure if it's better or worse than sweets, but he eats his foot sometimes.
Yes, he does.
I lost my line.
It could be sweet.
He would get one for each day of the week, too. Let's say he used two on Sunday, then on another day of the week, he wouldn't get any sweets at all. This idea of sweet tickets is really good because it will teach kids to limit how many sweets they have. Very big. Also, if they don't know something counts as a sweet, they can ask an adult. Good call.
Yeah, always ask an adult if you're not sure about something. And, you know, we were at the set of Extreme Makeover Home Edition this week, and we were hanging out with...
We were hanging out with
our friend Ed Sanders, and that guy, you know, we've known him for a few years, and I meant to ask him, because he's looking, like, jacked.
Yeah, he had
Speaking
several...
of, like, healthy living and everything, he looked... Jack.
Yeah, he did look good. I'm walking, Teresa.
Well, it's
Ed Sanders.
And I have to say, for all the women, I've had the pleasure of hugging him periodically over the last few years. And
was this
there's
your
more
best?
To, there's just more there to hug. And it's not like, and it's
he
nice,
was absolutely
nice hugging.
Drenched in sweat.
He was. He's wearing galoshes, which I teased him about.
They weren't galoshes. Galoshes are those boots you had when you were a kid with the rubber
buckles.
Yeah,
but they were pretty close to it.
They were rubber boots.
Yeah, they was wearing rubber boots on the job site. But the thing is, it was very muddy there. And I don't think he brought the best things to wear. So he's protecting his on-camera shoes.
Maybe yeah. He needed them to be nice because he was going off to an off-site location.
Yes, he was.
So he maybe couldn't have had, like, dirty, muddy boots and
where he
in
was going. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. But, right. Yeah, I've had the pleasure of hugging him over the years.
He's a super guy. He was so nice to us. I actually asked myself, why is he so nice to us? What do I deserve? What did I do right? Because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. But he is super, super fit, too. And so are the girls on that show, too. Tracy and Jillian.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's great. Maybe they have sweet tickets.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe that's what they do. I don't know. The place you eat on a TV show set or a movie set is called Craft Services. Perhaps it's all broccoli in there.
No, we were in the tent for all of the food, and you have access to all kinds of food there. And the people that come to the Extreme Makeover, all of the food services, all of the drinks, there was I could get as someone on set a iced caramel coffee.
Yeah, wasn't it an macchiato? I heard someone say that.
Yeah,
I don't know what
it is.
That's
what he was calling it.
Oh,
and you could get all kinds of... They treat the volunteers on that job site wonderfully. You have access to, you know, water and Gatorade and all the stuff that you would expect.
Yeah.
But I also put out a very nice lunch. And it's donated by local vendors from local restaurants. They come in and they donate all of the food.
The food was terrific. And
all of the things there are donated by somebody.
Unless you think this is a barbecue in the backyard for 20 or 30 people, hundreds of people, just they let them off the shift for lunch, you know, because it's all at a certain time.
Yes.
Whatever. What did Ed call it? Half 12.
Half 12.
Mark and Teresa, half 12. You can go over and get a bunch. They have a chicken, they have a beef, they have a vegetable. It's lovely. It's wonderful over there. Anyway, at half 12, an army walks off the job site to go get lunch, and it's terrific. It's hundreds of people.
It wasn't an army. People were still working. It wasn't like everyone threw down their clothes and ran over to the tent.
But it wasn't like there wasn't a wall of people coming at half 12.
Half 12.
For those of us in these United States, that's 12:30.
Yes, exactly. But it is lovely, and it is just so inspiring to see everyone coming out and donating their time and donating what
Goods
they do.
And services.
Yes.
Skill,
yeah,
labor.
From the people that are driving the bus to helping people park to
people
picking up trash
drunk.
To carrying around water bottles to give to the workers. To,
that was really nice.
To, you know, hanging drywall and all the things you expect on a job site. It's really touching. And I'm excited that I get to go back again tomorrow.
I wish I could go, but right now what we're going to do is be joined by Kate Smith from Da Vinci Roofscapes. Kate, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
We're doing great.
We're rocking.
Great.
It.
We are
living
rocking.
Living the dream,
it.
Kate. How about you?
About the same, Mark.
Yeah, no one knows what to do with that. That's why I say it. Are you completely off balance now?
No, never.
Well, you wanted to talk with us about something that I've been preaching for years.
Okay.
Which is the roof is the most underserved style element of the house. And one of the elements of that is picking the color.
Absolutely. And, Mark, that's why I love you and Teresa, because you certainly appreciate how, you know, what each of the elements on the exterior of the home, but how important the roof is in the overall scheme. I think a lot of people just sort of don't even consider what a style statement your roof can make.
Oh, and it's such a huge statement, too. And even, you know, just thinking about the different materials that you choose for the rest of your home and the, you know, the exterior cladding, the colors that you choose, and then the region of the country and the style of your home. There's so many things involved in it. And, you know, do you have, we saw that you have an approach to trying to help people to figure all of that out.
Yes. You know, Teresa, color can be a bit confusing, and people often don't feel as confident as I would like them to. But I find that if you give them some great tips and also some things that are easy to remember. So usually when I'm talking about color, I try to come up with something a little catchy because it helps me remember and it helps, you know, others remember as well. So when you're selecting the colors for your exterior and for your roof, I use an approach that I call fresh thinking.
Okay.
And each of the letters of fresh stand for one of the things that you would be looking at about your home to help you key in on exactly the right color. And so it just, first of all, it's fun. It is fresh. It's a new idea. And it really can update your home. The first letter F is really about the fixed features. And I think, you know, this is what I call all of the elements, the permanent design elements around your exterior, things like pathways or foundations, your facade, if it's partially brick, the pieces of your home that don't get changed, not like painting your siding. These are more of the fixed elements, mm-hmm. fixed design elements. And to me, these make a great place to begin when trying to figure out your color, because they're almost like pointing you to the color, because in a well-designed home, these elements have something in common. They may be different materials. They may even look different and be slightly different color, but what they do generally have is the same color or color cast or an undertone so that they're all working together. And then what you're looking for in your roof or siding or other, any other elements of your home is something that blends. Doesn't have to match, but that it's going to blend with those fixed features. So I find that a really great way to get started when you're trying to figure out the color, so you can key in on things that are working with those existing elements. The next thing is the R is regional colors.
Mm.
Because, you know, whether you're on the West Coast or the East Coast or the Midwest, there's a lot of colors that just really work in your region based on your, you know, everything in your surrounding and your light and the styles of homes. So when you determine the colors in your area, and this is, you know, you can do this just by looking around, you'll start to see colors that work really well in your particular region of the country.
Okay.
Then going on to E, how about your environment? So what kind of setting is your home in? Are you in a rural area or a, you know, downtown urban area? Are you on the waterfront or in the mountains? You know, look around, because the colors complement your surroundings.
What if I'm in Willy Wonka's Chocolate World and I want a purple roof?
What?
Well, actually, Mark, that would probably be perfect in Willy Wonka's Chocolate World. Purple and brown can be lovely together.
Color expert.
And in fact, Da Vinci could make you a custom, you know, a custom purple color. Although I would suggest, though, maybe looking first at the color designer tool on the Da Vinci Roofscapes.com website. And looking at all the great blends that they've already put together for you,
you know,
and there are some with a little
played,
bit of purple.
You know how much time I've played on that that color color?
Oh, Teresa,
I mean, seriously,
I still play on it. I go over there and come up with all kinds of my own roof designs and look at the ones that are already existing. So yes, I can understand that you're probably as addicted as I am.
Oh, we just have about 30 seconds left. So
okay. Well, the other two things are the style of your home and looking at historic colors, because oftentimes, even if your home's not an older home, the more traditional colors are a great place to get inspired for what's going to look great on your home, because they're tried and true color schemes.
I love it.
Really good advice,
Kate.
Well, thanks.
This makes the case that using a color expert like you is also huge.
Yeah.
What's even huger than that is the break that's coming, whether we like it or not. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Mm-hmm. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And it is a perfect day here at My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa and sublime perfectness of perfection.
Oh, I love that.
I'm sure you do.
Well, we have a guest on the line, Mark. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I've got a lot of questions. I'm going to write them down as I think of them now.
I think you like her because the name of her show starts with cash.
One of my favorite topics.
Cash is a favorite topic for a lot of people.
Kari Cuxey from Cash and Kari, are you with us?
I sure am. Good morning. How are you two?
Oh, good morning to you. We are doing really well. And where are we talking to you from?
I am in Northville, Michigan, about 30 miles just outside of Detroit.
Oh, cool. And is that where your store repurposed is?
It sure is. It's about two blocks away. I'm at home. I'm late. I have two estate sales going on today, so I'm playing hooky to be on the radio this morning.
Awesome.
You've got two going on today?
I do. We've got it's estate sale season, so we're really, really busy right now, which is great. So
now what is, you know, you do these estate sales, you do them on the property of the person's home, correct?
I do. We do it right there. We run it. We organize everything. A lot of times I have to get a tent because people have so much stuff. It's really easy for everybody to accumulate, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we run them right on the property. They're a lot of fun.
What is the reason for this time of year being estate sale season?
I think, I don't know where you guys are located, but in Michigan, we go into hibernation in the winter. it's so darn cold up here.
Yeah, because it's got to be outside or in the garage or all over the house or whatever.
I think people just come out. There's so many tag sales and yard sales and garage sales and estate sales that happen at this time of year. So it's just a time of year. I think just really people go into hibernation mode in the winter. I still run sales because a lot of other people don't run them. So then people are looking for sales and they'll come to ours, you know, in the colder months. But
now you're talking about yard sales. Do people walk by the property and think it's just a regular yard sale?
No, we typically will have a big sign right in the lawn that says estate sale with an arrow pointing right in the home. So you want to, hopefully they figure out it's in the house and there's lots of treasures to be found.
You know, I can't imagine what that must be like for the person, for perfect person's home, too, to open it up like that and have everybody walking around.
Well, typically, we do a lot of homes that where people are downsizing and relocating.
Okay.
But typically, it's somebody who's an executor of the estate. Unfortunately, they have lost a loved one. They're bequeathed all these items in this home, and they don't really know where to turn. So it's usually really a sad story. So, you know, we do our best to handle it with grace.
Now, we watched an episode where you were going through your grandparents' house.
Yes.
On Cash and Kari. And, you know, what was that like to actually go through all of your family's things and try to figure out what you could sell, what you didn't want, like what were you sticking in your car to drive away, you know, calling up like your cousins or someone and saying, oh my goodness, I just found this thing that, you know, grandma had.
I found the rosebud sled from Citizen Kane.
Right. No, it forever changed me moving forward with my customers, because those memories and those stories that are attached to pieces are priceless, and no matter what they're worth, it doesn't matter. I drove away with almost four truckloads of stuff from my grandparents.
Now, did you keep all of that, or did you give it to other family members?
I did a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't keep it all, but it was tough. It was very tough, and you know, you're doing it under the microscope of television as well, so everything's rush, which made it a little more difficult. So we did have one room that we kind of quarantined, and we were throwing items in there, like, we'll go through that later. We can't sell that. Put it in the room.
It
really forever changed me in terms of how I deal with customers and really to connect with how they're feeling through this whole process, because it's tough, because you can't put a price on those memories and that sentimental attachment.
Now, is there a single super spectacular item, Declaration of Independence behind, you know, behind a painting kind of thing that you found over the years?
You know what, there is. I have a really great piece. I feel like I talk about this piece all the time, but it's one of my favorites. I do a lot of buyouts where I actually go into a home and buy out complete homes, depending, you know, if they have enough for estate sale, or maybe they don't want an estate sale. We do take a lot of stuff on consignment, and I ran into somebody who was selling just a few items and ended up buying this big chest. And it's called a dower chest after doing research and figuring out what it was. It's beautiful. It's hand-painted. I went with my gut. I said, I really love this piece. I was drawn to it. I paid, $750. And I was thinking, oh, you know, it's probably worth $1,200, maybe $1,400. But, you know, it's really cool. I may keep it for myself. Had it in my warehouse. Ended up taking a little video of it. Sent it out to an expert out east who does auctions. And he emailed me back and said, Kari, this dower chest could be worth $12,000 plus at auction.
No.
I was like, oh my gosh, stellar find. I love it. So it's in my home right now. I don't think I'll part with it. It's such a great piece.
Oh,
wow.
My.
Wow.
That was a fun find. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. There, you can find things, even still just laying around in thrift stores, that are hidden treasures, as they say.
Now, do you find yourself becoming like a de facto art historian? Or I don't know what other kind of historian to say, because you're just peeling through all these layers of both personal histories and real history.
Well, everything has a story, and if things have a story attached to them, the provenance, as it's called.
Nice.
It makes it more valuable, and you try to get as much of that as possible from family members when you're liquidating items. So you can attach that story to it. But, you know, we call ourselves antique detectives as we're kind of poking through and figuring things out and piecing things together. It's a lot of fun. I learn something every day, multiple things every day. Meet a lot of people, and people love this. You know, people love finding out what things are worth and just digging around.
Well, and you have your store there, and people can actually go. And it's huge, too.
Is repurposedshop.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
And you have, you know, stuff that you've accumulated from all of these different treasure hunts, I guess.
I do. Our store carries a lot of antiques and consignment items.
Okay.
We've got a lot of more valuable items. We're kind of changing our philosophy a little bit. There'll be stuff from the store, or stuff from the show, rather.
That's great. You have stuff from your store in your store? Write that down.
Mark, seriously.
You need to know this information.
I'm just poking fun.
And online, and you actually have an online shop now, too.
We do. We just launched it last week. It's still a work in progress. We're adding items every day. So there's things on there from the show. And as each episode airs for season two, we'll be launching things that were associated with the show as well.
That is so cool that you're doing that. Because it kind of brings the show into people's lives, and they can actually you know, if they see something that they like, they're like, oh, I can go on her website and I can check it out and maybe I can buy it.
Yeah, if you see
Exactly. We jam so much information into 22 minutes for the half-hour episode. We're also going to blog every week about the show and some, you know, because featured items, just put some more information out there. I do a refurb on every episode. Talk about refurbing and give them some more tips that just get clipped out in the editing room.
Right. And I also, now that you've said that, will never use the word refurbish again. That it's gone from my vocabulary. I thank you now for eternity.
He's going to be trying to use it in just conversation throughout the rest of the day. And we're married, I can't get away from
it. Hey, Teresa, we've got this sewing machine here, and we do have this lovely old Singer sewing machine.
We do have one.
That's got to get a refurb on it. Maybe we'll call Karen.
Now, how did you get involved in the TV show?
I actually received an email, oddly enough. I thought that they were looking for props for American Pickers because it's the same production company as American Pickers. They were actually just scouting for a female liquidator, a female antiques dealer. So I was talking to she ended up calling me after I sent an email and explained what I did and said, sure, I can hook you up, whatever you need. And she called me, and she's a little British girl, and she said, Corey, she was already stalking me, Corey, I'm on your Facebook, and you're very telly-worthy, and you're so interesting. I want to know more. So
awesome.
They ended up sending a crew down 2 weeks later. They did a casting video, and then they approached, you know, a couple different networks, and thank goodness we went with HGTV because it's a very pure, wonderful network, and I feel at home there. So kind of a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind last year. So.
And this is just in the last year that this has all happened.
Yes, it's been a year that we've been filming. I'm in season 2 right now, just finishing it up. I have a few more episodes to shoot.
Well, you're very telegenic, and you're very well spoken.
Thank you.
Do you just wake up this way? Do you read lots
of
books?
I do. I'm like an Energizer bunny. I've got a lot of energy. Thank goodness my fiance puts up with me.
Now, how has your you know, work life changed since you've been filming? You know, are you able to be in the store and able to go to different people's homes and clients' homes as much as you used to, or does it have to be more like show focused?
It's really, really changed. You know, that's the hardest part, is balancing the work life, balancing work and life, and just being normal, quote unquote. So I was in the store yesterday. We're running a big sale, and it just felt so great. I love talking to customers. That's my favorite part. So it's really, really changed. I don't have a lot of time. I really, really have to structure and keep everything balanced. I love digging and setting up estate sales. I don't get a lot of time to do that anymore, and it kind of bums me out because that's my favorite part, digging through stuff.
Well, I guess what you're doing, though, is inspiring everyone around the country, though, to look at their hidden treasures and to, you know, go into their attics and their basements and everything. So you're doing it on a way bigger scale than you are for, you know, person to person. But, yeah, I can totally see how you can miss just, you know, having that personal connection.
Exactly. And, you know, buying vintage and antique items is the ultimate way of being green. And I'm hoping that the show's inspiring people to be more conscious, you know, consumers, because that's what it's all about. You don't want things to just go to the landfill. It's amazing. People will come in the store and they'll say, just because of your show, we knew that this, and this had value. We were going to throw it out to the curb.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, just like cringing. But it's so good because people are learning and becoming inspired. And it's from little children to senior citizens who are watching the show and giving positive feedback. So it's been really wonderful. It's been great.
Can you sort of expound a little bit on what you feel like when, you know, you turn the key in the lock, you haven't been inside the house yet, and you open the door and it's like, what happens to you?
And we have just about a minute left.
Oh, yeah,
asking, like, the biggest question in the world.
Yeah,
we have
a
minute.
Big question.
You
okay.
have 2 seconds. Go.
2 seconds. Okay, no pressure. Basically, it's all about handling somebody's life with grace. You are going into someone's accumulation. There are a lot of memories there. There's a lot of sentimental attachment. The family's involved. It is a very graceful and delicate situation, and you want to do the best job possible and help them just transition through a really tough time. And and obviously have a little fun in that play as well. We're really honoring somebody's life, especially by doing the TV show and coming in, but just running a sale and doing it the right way. And I'm all about just, you know, doing the right thing and make sure you're honoring somebody and paying tribute.
Oh, well, you definitely have to check out Kari's show, Cash and Kari, on HGTV, and follow her on Twitter at Kari Cuxie. Go to repurposeshop.com and check out all the cool stuff that they're uploading every day that you can buy from the show.
In the meantime, we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Live.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From deck to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement.
Nothing. Okay.
710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. My Fix It Up Life, and I'm sitting with my husband Mark.
I'm sitting with my wife Teresa. We're not talking to each other, so that's the next segment of the show. Wait till we have something to say after.
Well, I want to say that we are announcing a new contest that
is
up on our website.
Love the contest.
You go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, or go to our Facebook page, which is also My Fix It Up Life, and you click on free stuff, and you can check this out because it is a
Troy built lawn pony lawn tractor.
Very awesome. And you can enter to win until July 22nd, and then the top vote getter, the votes run through August 5th, will learn that they won.
Learn that they won.
On August 6th during our radio show.
And this is a great tractor. It's one of their best sellers. It's $1,000 retail value.
$1,000?
G-Note, baby.
You know, we're very generous here at My Fix It Up Life. We want you to win really cool free stuff.
Sure, we could give away a screwdriver or a paint roller or whatever. And those are good. You need them.
Those are good.
Take care of them yourself. We're going big.
We are going big. And we're also giving away a Stoke Quattro gas grill.
Make it hot.
And you can enter to win through, what's today?
Today is 6:25.
So through next Friday.
Yeah, or as my grandfather would say, Friday.
Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Guess where I'm from. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so that's a really awesome prize as well. And then you can also check out our videos for our Real Wood, Real Fun playset that we built.
Real Wood, Real Fun. I love using fake radio announcer voice because I don't really have... thank you for listening to me.
You go to myfixituplife.com. You can check out our cool videos that we shot. There's a trailer, so you can see like a really quick thing about, you know, an overview
of
check it out.
How the Real Wood, Real Fun playset
is
built.
Then it's also a three-part series.
It's a three-part miniseries. It's like Falcon Crest from the 80s.
And you can... Really?
Yeah, that's all I had.
And if you go and send me an email, info@myfixituplife.com, post the message on Facebook right now, you can enter to win my husband. Shipping's included. Yeah, you really want this prize.
Oh, yeah, this is a big winner. Hey, I'll be over in a second.
He'll be refurbing stuff all day long.
We'll be refurbing. Where do you keep your beer?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad because that's replaced the door knock from Extreme Makeover.
I door knocked everybody for about a day until I forgot that that was cool.
And now he's refurbing.
Now I'm going to refurb.
Thanks, Kari. You've made my day special. Unfortunately. Now, there's a three-part series for our Real Wood, Real Fun playset, and they're, 7 to 10 minutes long each part of the series. So you really can get in-depth on how to build a playset. You can build this one that we built. The plans and the material list is on our website.
But MyFixItUpLife.com.
Also, extrapolate the ideas and the tips. What are you doing?
Just that we .com to our banner here.
That we did during the build to build, a smaller, more conservative playset, too. Because the one that we built is...
Is booyah, baby.
What, 25 feet long?
Banging, 30.
30 feet, well, with the slide and everything and the porch. Yeah, it has a porch. You have to check it out. Go to our website.
It's the Taj Mahal playset.
It's got two little play towers. There's a bridge. There's monkey bars. There's swings, a twisty slide. There's... Pergola details up top.
Angled ladder.
Yeah.
All of this made possible, of course, by Real Outdoor Living.
Oh, yeah.
So please visit them for more projects and information on pressure-treated lumber.
Well, they have a lot of really cool smaller projects, too, on their website. And they also have the Destination Deck series. So if you're thinking about building a deck, it really is a cool place to go because you can get customizable. I think it's the only place you can get customizable deck plans online.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only place certainly that I know of.
Yeah.
Somebody else might be doing it as well. But it's huge, huge resource if you're building a deck. And I've built a zillion decks out of pressure-treated lumber.
Zillion?
Yeah, zillion.
Do we have that audited? Can we, go down to accounting and legal and make sure we have that zillion?
Sometimes being married to someone so incredibly talented and smart and capable is difficult. Because she wants it audited. I don't even know what that means. I got to do my taxes now.
Zillion. Well, I do want to say something else about Extreme Makeover, too. Because the question that everybody always asked us is, what's the story behind the family? And we haven't actually mentioned that yet. You can go, if you search Extreme Makeover Home Edition Central PA, there's a website that there are all kinds of photos up there. And I think there's some video behind the scenes and everything.
Okay.
And also directions if you want to go there today or tomorrow to the location to be a spectator.
Right.
They take you on this really nice bus over to the site. You can't actually drive up to the job site. It's a very secure location. But, it's the family. Let's just describe the family.
Kiefer family, yeah.
The Kiefer family, there is, how many boys were there?
Four.
Four boys.
College-age boys.
Yes, and they're a very physical family. They do all kinds of sports.
Gymnastics, soccer, volleyball, all kinds of different stuff. And I saw a couple photos while we were there. These kids are ripped.
Oh, they are in kicking shape. You'll want to watch the episode just to see how hot these boys are.
They make Sanders look like a weakling.
Well,
Ed
was telling, when we got to the job site, Ed told us the story, and he actually was almost moved to tears when he was telling us about what happened. And it's not just for TV. I mean, he was just having a conversation with us one-on-one, and he was almost moved to tears, telling us that this, what is the boy's name?
I don't know.
I have it in front of me.
Steve
is the dad, Brian. He was doing how many flips?
He was doing the way they practice gymnastics. Landing these giant flips as they land in one of those big giant pool of foam pads, a block.
And he was doing a triple flip, and he landed on his neck.
Crushed his vertebrae.
Yeah. So he went from being able to do that kind of athletic feat, to not being able to do anything at all.
Yeah.
Which I can't even imagine being able to do that kind of athletic feat. And then after you've done it, than to not be able to do anything.
To not be able to do anything. So this kid is, and I'm going to use the word on the radio, he is hell-bent that he's going to walk again.
Yes, and we can't tell all the details about that, what they're doing inside the home for them.
No.
You have to wait until September to share all
of that.
Absolutely. If you're not moved when you see this episode, I don't know.
Well, you know, and I didn't really get to talk with Ed all the way through this, but as soon as there was a pause in his story, I said, how do you sustain this?
Every time you go to one of these projects, how do you, because he was moved.
He was moved, and we were walking through,
and we were talking
and then, like,
to
a giant 30,000-pound excavator went by. Like, we had to change the subject.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to finish the thought, but he said, you know, none of us are social workers here. Something happened, and we never got to finish it.
And every single person involved in the show and behind the scenes, they always say it's about the family, and I'm lucky to be here to help.
Yes.
And it's about the family. And
they're not faking it.
No, they're not at all. But I want to talk about, you know, next week's show.
Yes.
A really cool episode. We're actually sharing. We did a broadcast at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show with Air King. And yeah. Air King is a PA company.
Yeah, they're very close to here.
They are. We had the pleasure.
They make some really cool products.
They do. And one of the cool products that that I was in love with was
outdoor hood.
Yeah.
The outdoor
gorgeous range
hood. Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, the gentleman that we spoke with, Jeff Kinkellen from Air King,
mm-hmm.
raised some really good points about why that's an essential element of an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, you have to tune in to check that out. We also were talking with Fine Home Buildings, Justin Fink, and Ed Del Grande from HGTV Pro, and Tim Dahl from Charles and Hudson. It's a really cool show. And don't forget to check us out online at myfixitup.life.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
Love us at myfixituplife.com.
Love us.
See, you
check
love,
out our videos
follow.
On
I
YouTube.
Want love. I want the love.
Check out our podcast on iTunes. Check out our videos on Vimeo. Where else are we? We're everywhere. Ustream.
Did you say YouTube?
And you know what? We're on the radio every week at 10 a.m.
on Saturday.
Yeah, so check us out next week.
We'll be back next week with another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be